91X News.
It's 15 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good just afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier. Air Canada was forced to cancel more than two dozen flights to Canadian and U.S. airports this morning. The illegal strike by its ground workers threatened to create travel chaos at Pearson International Airport in Toronto. Mira Ruka, a Canadian who lives in San Francisco, is trying to reach Thunder Bay to visit her dying cousin.
It's a complete mess. That's what I would describe. And I don't think so I will take Air Canada again. I have flown every airline on Earth, including Singapore Airlines. And Air Canada is very disappointing. And here they are, they're cheering, and we are stuck here.
Many of the striking ground workers cheered as colleagues arriving for the day shift chose to join the protest, while a union official was jeered when he told employees that the strike was illegal and they should return to work. Union officials have now had reports that the ground workers have returned to work. Three of the strikers were suspended after Labor Minister Lisa Raitt was heckled after walking through the airport late Thursday. It's 1 week until the winner of Hockeyville is announced, and Sterling has much more in store than just a night out at the bar. Organizers that started it all are announcing the event Highway to Hockeyville, which will run all day March 31st. The event includes a one-mile walk and parade and a family fun at the arena. It's a way for Sterling to thank hundreds of residents and friends for supporting their city with write-ins and votes. NHL alumni Darcy Tucker will be there to celebrate, and CBC will be televising the event up until the big announcement. Early this morning at 1:30 a.m., two young men were hitchhiking along Highway 62. One of the men darted across the road in front of a vehicle. Center Hastings OPP were called to a collision at Highway 62 and Ridge Road. The 16-year-old victim from Bancroft was transported to Kingston General Hospital with serious injuries. The other young hitchhiker and vehicle driver were not injured. There will be no charges in this collision. Provincial police are warning consumers not to blindly trust phone calls promising to negotiate lower interest rates on their credit cards or loans. The OPP Anti-Rackets Branch says the type of scam is becoming more common as many Canadians experience tough economic times. Last year, the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre received 982 Canadian complaints of criminals offering lower interest rates. Of those, 173 people were identified as victims who reported a loss of more than $133,000. An American soldier accused of gunning down Afghan civilians, including women and nine children, is expected to be charged with 17 counts of murder today. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales will appear in the military court at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, where he is being held. His attorney, John Henry Brown, tells CBS This Morning the case against Bales may be difficult.
My first reaction to all of this is prove it. This is going to be a very difficult case for the government to prove, in my opinion. There is no crime scene. There is no, you know, there's no CSI stuff. There's no DNA. There's no fingerprints. It's just going to be interesting to see how the government's going to prove this.
Afghan officials have asked the United States for some role in the criminal proceedings, perhaps as observers, and to be kept up to date on the case. Quinte West OPP are reminding bike riders to wear a helmet. With the warm weather, bicyclers are hitting the streets, and the OPP remind riders that if you are under the age of 16, you must wear a certified helmet. Not wearing a helmet can result in an $80 fine. Quinte West OPP are also reminding drivers to lock their motor vehicles. With the warm weather, police say that people are out at all hours of the night. They remind drivers that locking their vehicles and taking their valuables with them is important to deter theft. Three elephants will be traveling from the Toronto Zoo to a sanctuary in California aboard a private plane, thanks to longtime animal activist Bob Barker. The spokesman for the 88-year-old TV icon said Barker offered to fund the $880,000 flight after learning that one of the elephants wasn't well enough to withstand the long trip by truck. Henry Bollinger of the Toronto Zoo agreed to move Thika, Ingra, and Toka by plane to the elephant sanctuary in California because one of the animals suffers from a serious foot problem. Barker described the elephants' new home as paradise and said to think that one of them might not survive the trip but in a truck touched my heart and my purse strings. Who would you rather work for, a woman or a man? A new study says one gender is better than the other when it comes to running the corner office. Karen Chase has the story.
Women make better bosses. That's the conclusion of a new Spanish study that finds they rule the office roost more democratically and tend to establish more interpersonal communication pathways between employees. Researchers say there are two benefits to this style. Number one, companies can make more well-informed decisions because more employee input is welcomed. And number two, employees feel empowered because they're more involved in decision-making and feel their opinions are being heard. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Fans flocked to midnight screenings of The Hunger Games to be among the first to see the anticipated film. Outside a theater on Manhattan's West Side, Amy, a mother of two preteens, explains how the movie isn't inappropriate for some kids, like her son Ben, who gave his opinion.
I mean, I guess it depends on the kid. It was fine for them. They, you know, they didn't think it was that violent and gory, so.
I've seen much worse.
In The Hunger Games, children are forced to battle to the death in front of TV cameras, lucrative sponsors, and hard-hearted gamblers. That's 90X News to 1205. Keenan Weaver has sports next.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Hockey Championship is underway this hour. The tournament has been going on this week at the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center. 91X reporter Harrison Perkins is there.
It's been an exciting game here as the arena is filled with students from St. Teresa's as St. Teresa's takes on Appleby School at the school from Oakville, Ontario. And this is the championship game, and right now St. T's is up 2 goals. The score now is 3-1 for St. Teresa's. Interesting little bit of information right here. St. Teresa's and Appleby took on each other last year in the championship game. Appleby from Oakville defeated St. Teresa's in the final game with a score of 2-0, and at this point, it doesn't look like history will repeat itself.
That was, of course, Harrison Perkins at the OFSA Women's Hockey Championship. In more local hockey, the Belleville Bulls will be at Ottawa tonight for Game 2 of the Round 1 Rumble. The Bulls had a 3-2 overtime loss to the 67s last night in the playoff opener. In the NHL, the Winnipeg Jets face a crucial game tonight in Washington against the Capitals. The 10th-place Jets trail the Caps by 5 points for the 8th and the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Meanwhile, the Sabres are in New York to take on the Rangers. The Sabres sit 9th in the East, 1 point back of Washington. 4 more teams will advance to the Elite Eight of the NCAA's men's basketball tournament tonight. In St. Louis, North Carolina plays Ohio University and Kansas goes against North Carolina State. In Atlanta, Baylor tangles with Xavier while Kentucky dukes it out with Indiana. Louisville, Syracuse, Ohio State, and Florida moved on with wins last night. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the New York Knicks tonight in one of 11 games on a busy NBA schedule. Toronto dropped a 106-87 decision in New York on Tuesday. Elsewhere, the Celtics are in Philadelphia to take on the 76ers in a critical Atlantic Division battle. Boston is a half game back of Philly for the division lead. In curling, Canada's Heather Nidoin faces streaking Allison Pottinger of the U.S. in a tiebreaker game today at the Women's World Curling Championship in Lethbridge. The winner claims the fourth and final playoff berth behind Sweden, Switzerland, and South Korea. In PGA action, Charlie Wee and Jason Duffner are tied for the lead after the first round of the PGA's Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando. Both opened at 6-under 66 yesterday. Tiger Woods is 3-under, while Canada's Mike Weir is 5-over. In baseball news, Chipper Jones says he means that this time, and he will retire after one more season as the Atlanta Braves' third baseman. Jones turns 40 next month and has spent his entire 18-year career with Atlanta. The 7-time All-Star planned to retire after the 2010 season, only to change his mind. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91x Weather.
Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms, high 16. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers overnight, and low 8. Saturday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers in the morning and early afternoon. A few showers beginning in the afternoon, a high of 9. At 12:08, it's 15 degrees, 901X News on the air and online at 901X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Keenan Weaver. News is next at 1 o'clock.